be in the barn maybe at night. Big, kind of a big bird with a short beak and big eyes.
Well, that's a screech owl, I guess.
Are there any different kinds of those?
Yeah, there's a hoo owl and there's a screech owl. The hoo owl's a big owl, and the screech owl's a small owl. He's brown and is kind of a more reddish color, and the hoo owl is a kind of a grayish looking color. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about this little thing, this little animal that lives in the bottom of a creek or a spring? He's got two claws and he swims backward.
Crawfish.
You ever call him Crawdad?
No, I don't know if I ever call him Crawdad.
Have you ever heard that word around here?
Yeah, I believe I have heard it said around here. Most people say it's crawfish.
Yeah. Well, do you have any word to cover all kinds of animals that do damage on the farm? Maybe eat the garden up or kill the chickens? I mean, it might include weasels and rats.
Weasels and foxes.
And rabbits and things like that. Do you have any general word to cover the whole?
Varmints.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering if you had.
Yeah.
And then this kind of animal with a bushy tail that lives in the trees and eats nuts.
That's a squirrel.
You got any different kinds of those around
no.
here?
No. Well, we got the red squirrel and the gray squirrel. They call them fox squirrels, the red ones.
Red ones, fox squirrel. Well, what about the kind of bird that pecks his nest out of a tree trunk?
Well, they call them peckerwood, mostly around here.
Do you have any different kinds of those?
Well, I reckon there's two or three different kinds of them. There's what they call a woodchuck, I believe, and they call one a peckerwood, and then a sapsucker or something like that.
What's the difference between a sapsucker and
Well, a sapsucker's a little bitty grayish looking bird, and
he doesn't have a red head.
No, he don't have a red head. And the woodpecker, he has a red head.
What about the animal that you eat the legs of, that he lives in along the banks of a creek or down by the river and croaks at night?
Eat the legs.
Well, he hops. Now, he might get pretty big. And he makes a croaking sound.
Oh, frog, yeah, bullfrog.
Yeah.
I would eat none of them. I couldn't think.
Oh, I like frog legs.
Yeah.
Well, what about the, there's a smaller kind of frog that has a real high voice when he makes noise at night. He's just a little bitty.
Oh, that's a toad frog. And there's a little frog they call swamp frogs.
He lives around the water.
Yeah, he stays around the water.
And did you ever call him a peeper or any other word like that?
No, I would just call him a little.
Is that the same thing as a spring frog? Or you use
yeah,
that?
Same thing. There he is. It stays in the water and the whole bunch just hollers at the same time. Just squeak, you can't hear your ears.
And is that what you call him?
Yeah, swamp frog is what we call him.
Then the things you dig out of the ground to fish with, use for bait to fish.
Call them fishing worms.
And there might be several kinds of those. Do you know of any?
Well, there's a grub worm, they call them, and a fishing worm. They don't dig them all out of the ground, but some people use these taffy worms. Taffy, or what you call them?
What kind of worm is that?
They come off a tree.
Oh, I see. Well, what about, there's one kind of big worm that comes out of the ground at night. You don't usually see them daytime. They come out at night. I don't know whether they do around here or not.